It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Well, it might be the last game of the week, ladies and gentlemen, because the ladies just might take it today. It depends on how well the brothers are represented by Kenny. What's up, Kenny?
Yo, what's up, Lonnie? I'm holding down for the fellas today.
My man. You from Philadelphia, right?
Philadelphia, born and raised.
All right. You playing against Teresa. What's up, Teresa?
Hey, how are you today?
And Teresa, you from Charlotte, right?
I am from Charlotte. That's right.
All right. Say hello to Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, Teresa? How you doing today?
I am absolutely wonderful.
Good, good.
All right. Now, here's how it's going down. Today, you have four separate questions. You're not doing a list. And you have to answer these questions as quick as you can. The one that does the best in 30 seconds will be the winner. If you get stumped,
okay. The
best thing for you to do is say pass immediately so that you can kind of save time. If you don't say pass, I don't say anything else. You follow me?
We got you.
Cool beans. Teresa, you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay, hold on, T.
All right,
Kenny.
Yeah, I'm here.
In 30 seconds, just give me your best responses to these questions, all right?
All right.
And your clues start now. Name a famous clown.
Bozo.
Name a famous politician.
Barack Obama.
Name a famous author.
Harriet Tubman. No, I didn't just say that. Dr. Seuss.
Name a famous preacher.
Stevie Jakes.
Done. 20 seconds. It was that Underground Railroad book you've been reading that,
Yeah, that's what it was, Lonnie. That's what it was.
I'm going to try to help you out a little bit. He said Harriet Tubman, all the number one books she wrote.
I can't.
All right, bro, let's see what Teresa does. You got 20 seconds.
All right.
Teresa.
Yes.
All right, Kenny came in with 20 seconds. If you beat 20 seconds, you win, okay?
I'm going to do it.
All right, babe. Just give me your best responses to these questions. And your clues start now. Name a famous clown.
Bozo.
Name a famous politician.
Bill Clinton.
Name a famous author.
Terry McMillan.
Name a famous preacher.
The Reverend Dr. Sheldon R. Shipman.
Who is that?
That's my husband.
He ain't famous.
Bishop PDJ.
Done. Now, you know what?
What?
The lady's going to be mad at you.
Why?
Because you fooling around with these quick answers talking about your husband. You done messed around and lost about 1 second.
Shut your mouth.
Yes,
I did not.
You had 21 seconds. If you had went to that TD Jakes first, you would have been like 15 to 16 seconds.
Oh, mercy. You said famous. He's famous here.
I can't with Teresa right now. Okay, well, Teresa, you gave the fellas a pass, and I don't know how the ladies gonna feel about it.
It's okay. Congratulations to the gentleman for today.
Right. Yeah, thanks,
Teresa. You're welcome.
Teresa, check this out.
What's that?
I asked Kenny to name a famous author. You know who he said?
Don't bring it up, Lonnie.
He said Harriet Tubman.
Oh, Jesus. And how old is Kenny?
I'm 35. I know better.
Right. Kenny, what's your church home and pastor?
New Jerusalem Tabernacle Church of God. Pastor Linda Jones.
Okay, and you, Teresa?
Greenville Memorial AME Zion Church. My husband, the Reverend Dr. Sheldon R. Shipman, is the pastor.
The famous. Reverend, right.
Don't you call anybody in Charlotte, I tell you, they know him.
I know him. But we're going to leave that right there. Kenny and Teresa, I got one thing to say to you.
Get off my phone.
Yes, sir. Love you both. I got to go.
Love you too. Bye.
That's good stuff. Listen, fellas, she gave you a pass. It's 2-1. On Praise.